My name's Lee. I've been in the British Forces for 20 years and I've got 2 years left. I've done two tours of Northern Ireland, four tours of Iraq, a tour of Afghanistan, and I also, with my job, I go over quite regularly. I think last year I was over in Afghanistan 8 or 9 times. And for the past 3 years now, I've been suffering a lot at home with lots of arguments, very aggressive, lots and lots of nightmares I've had to do with my past. I've suffered from paranoia, all of this. I've put 3 stone on weight on in 3 years. I haven't had no self-motivation to do anything. I put 110% into my job, and I love my job, but I'm carrying the shit that I do in my job back home. Yeah, it's been a nightmare. I've been on medication for 3 years through the army, antidepressants. I took myself off the antidepressants 3 months ago, purely because I found it was having no effect with me, even though you say, why wait that long? But it just got to a point where enough is enough. I've had enough of taking tablets. I've also been to see two CPNs, which is like the, I don't know, the military version of psychiatric nurses. And to be truthful, I run circles around them. They couldn't tap into me. I couldn't understand what they were going on about, and it was a joke. I had one CPN that was more interested in his lunchbox than actually what was going on with me. I felt very, very uncomfortable in that environment because it was still within a military establishment, within a military camp. So I just didn't. It just didn't work, and it's a strange. I was going through my first. I separated on at the on Telic One. I separated from my first wife, and so I used what I thought was the good thing to do. I actually used the four tours. I volunteered to go on to the next tour after another deliberately. I used that as a way of a release to go, like to say, bury my head in the sand, be an ostrich. It was easier for me to run away from the situation. And I found myself in a comfortable environment over in Iraq. And so that's how I was for four tours straight after another. It was normal for me at the time. What I've realised is I'm on my second marriage now. I'd carried all this shit with me into my second marriage 4 or 5 years ago. But I, at the time, I, well, up until last week, I was thinking the issues were between me and my wife. One of my bosses said I'd become a little bit more aggressive and just to tone it in a bit, which I thought I had. And then my wife turned around and said, look, we need to go and get some help. And so I went to the doctors and he referred me. The doctor didn't have a clue, to tell you the truth. He referred me then to the CPNs at Tidworth. As this was going on, I was still getting the aggression, still getting doing all of this verbal abuse to my wife, and it got worse and worse. And I've started verbally abusing people that are close to me, like my father, some close friends. Now, I didn't go off the rails and hit the bottle or anything like that, but if I had, I've got a very good friend of mine who I work with. Every time he would come over, if we'd have a drink. Now, having a drink with us, I thought this was normal. We'd binge drink, okay, in one night, two of us, we'd have a bottle of Jack Daniels, a bottle of vodka, four bottles of wine, and then get up in the morning, I'd carry on teaching and think nothing of it. Okay, a little bit of a fuzzy head, but you just get on with it. That was just a night. You know, it's crazy. I could go months and months and months without even touching a drink. Why? Because you just get on with it, you just do it, you know, and that's the same as when you go on tour or anything like that. You know you're going on tour and it's dry, don't bother you, doesn't bother a soldier. Come back here, first thing we do is binge drink, we'll hit it, you know, and I think that's inbred into you. I really do. You know, you go into these functions, you've got to do this, you do that. Okay, they don't say you must drink, but it's there in your face, the bar, everything. All the people who you know for God knows how many years are around you, they're all having a drink. What am I going to do? Spend 6 hours drinking water? These forces, it used to be a proactive force. It's not now, it's a react. We react to everything that's going on. It's as if we're on a timeline all the time. Everybody's rushing around, doing things, but It's crazy. There is no time for anybody to sit down and just take time out as a person and respect each other's values. You're not valued in the army. You're not. You're a number. You are, believe it or not, and it's the biggest downfall, and I'm still serving, you are a forgotten person when you leave the forces. You're just a number to them, and that goes back to this thing of being a reactive force. All they're interested in is the numbers game. I had a bit of decompression when I come off of my last tour of Afghanistan. Yeah, that was 5 days. Well, actually, what happened in that 5 days? I went and saw the CO, the boss, and he said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yeah." Didn't know any different. You know, you're standing there in front of your superior, for Christ's sake. "Yeah, I'm fine." "Okay, you can go for a beer." "All right, but you've got to come back." So there's me thinking my new life is there, and all I want to do is get on leave. We had a presentation with a doctor, which took about 2 minutes, because there was two of us that come back, and because the rest of the battle group had come back early, and we were the last ones out, it was as if, just two blokes, sort of thing. And then spent the best part. There was no work to be done. The rest of the battle group had gone on leave. So we spent 4 days really just doing nothing. You know, just sitting in the rooms, watching telly. And that was it, really. That was my decompression from Herrick 4. I don't feel let down by the forces. I don't. I truly don't. And, you know, I'm not here to say that, but what I'm saying is there are cracks. There are cracks in, you know, the making of the forces. I think the aftercare is me as a human being, they're missing the link there, because the aftercare, I wanted the aftercare and there was nothing there. I'm doing this at the moment all under the radar. Why? Because of the stigmata that's attached to it. I'm still a serving soldier, you know, and it's crazy. I should be able to, as a person, to turn around into this industry, the military, and say, "Well, actually, no, I've been and I've had help and I'm proud of it and I'm getting on with it and you can't do nothing about it. You can't sack me for it or whatever, because it's my human right." But if I did say that, I would be looked up on and looked down on, and I'd probably get into some form of trouble, you know, because in their mind, they would say, "No, we've got all this stuff in place." Well, actually, have you got all this stuff in place? Well, I've been down that road and it didn't fucking help me.